Shir number 42, continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos in Perek Gimel, Shaar Bitachon. And last time we began with the Chayvus HaLevavos starts talking about why a person has to work and make a Yishtadlus. And he's going to say two reasons for it. And we began the first reason. Let's begin again. Tama Echad Hu. The first reason is Mikaven Shechachmas HaBoroi Motzei Lenochein Lenaseis Es Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma found fit to test a man. Im Uyavad Es Elikim HaYamrei Say, will he serve Hashem or will he rebel against Hashem? L'chem Hemin Oisei HaBoroi B'mivchan Sheyara Boifim Boror Be'ezaderuch HuBachar. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him into a test which will show and demonstrate clearly which way he has chosen to serve Hashem or the other. V'amivchan hu kach. What is the test? Ha'adam nivra kishu zakuk v'nitzrach lidvarim me'achutz. A person was created in a way he was born with necessities that he needs to attain from the outside. Dehainu, oichel, food, mashke, drink, halbasha, clothing, dira, a home, isha, a wife. V'tzivei habari la'adam, and Hashem commanded a person, l'chazer achar dvarim eila, to pursue these things, u'lahasig oisam, and to achieve them, ayidei amtzoyim sheheichin l'shem kach, with certain mediums that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared that enable a person to achieve and to get all of these things that he needs. Bidrachim misuyamim, there's specific ways, only certain ways the Torah permitted a person to achieve his goals. Uvizmanim misuyamim, and there's specific times. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't work on Shabbos, you can't work during Shemitah, etc. So these are the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given a person the means to achieve his goals. Ve'ela ha'dvarim sha'abayri gozer sheyuchal adam lahasig oisam. Yala bi'ad adam lagi alohem. However, if Hashem sees fit to achieve these goals, then a person will be successful in his ishtadlus. Al yidei sha'abayri yazmin loy bishleimus es ha'emtsoyim ha'jushim lekach. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the tools, the proper tools to be able to achieve the goals. Why? Not because the person's ishtadlus is what achieves it. Rather, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to get it, so then his ishtadlus will bear fruit. But if there are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that a person should not reach his goal, whether it's immediately, delayed, or forever, loyad leviyadei lahagi aleh, it's not going to happen. Mipnei shabayi reyimna mimenu esagar mimavjushim lekach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will withhold from the person those things necessary to achieve what his goal is. So the fact that a person's going to get what he's trying to get has nothing to do with his ishtadlus. That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam if Hashem wants it to happen or not. Umivchan ha'adam, what's the test of a person? The test lies, im hu aved es elokim or aved ritzonai. Did you serve Hashem or not? Misbarim mitei chavonasu v'chirasei. That test is going to become clear in a person's intention and in a person's free will. Which way is he going to turn in order to try to achieve and get his needs? Is he going to do it in a mutter way, following the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is he going to do it not following the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The choice of how he's going to attempt to achieve his goals is the test. And therefore, depending on how he chooses, he will be either rewarded or punished.
Vafilu imloy olo viyodi lohaitia shivasi la poyel vlavia lachlamaisa.
But the point here is, it's not about achieving the goal. If a person goes through the motions properly, and he chooses properly in how he's going to try to earn his living, find his wife, buy his house, even if he doesn't end up achieving what he wanted, he may have passed the test. Because the test was, are you going to do your hishtadlus in the proper way, the way Hashem wants, or not? The person who goes through it in a conniving way, in a gzeiladik way, in a working on Shabbistik way, whatever it is, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want him to do it, even if he doesn't end up getting what he wants, so he'll be punished. Because the test is not about if I get the goal at the end or not. That's not up to us. It's not in our hands. That's up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The question is, in the motions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that we have to go through, are we doing them properly or not? And for that we will receive punishment, chas v'shalom, or we receive schar, bezus Hashem. No matter what the outcome of the goal was, whether we achieved it or not, because that's not where the test actually is. And that is the first reason the Chayvus HaLevavos tells us why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that a person has to do hishtadlus, and he has to work in order to try and achieve his goals. The goals, whether it'll happen or not, we've said in the past, Shiurim, from the Chayvus HaLevavos, we've read, it's all up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Going through the motions is the test to see where we're holding in our Avodas Hashem, how we are dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the test. And no matter what happens, if we achieve the goal or not, passing, or Chas V'Shalom, failing the test, is still the goal that we need to focus on. Because what's going to happen at the end, that's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The only thing in our control is our actions, how we go about it. And that's the true test from Hashem.